All right, Steve Harvey Nation, we're telling you, please just stay woke, okay? If you don't think you need to vote in all of these elections, you are wrong, all right? You are wrong. You need to vote in everyone, the general elections, the midterm elections. We need you, especially in the midterm elections. Here's one reason. Stacey Abrams posted the Republicans are scared of our power, and she is right. Yesterday, the Senate failed to advance the For the People Act to the floor for a debate. In a 50-50 vote, it fell short of the 60 needed to overcome a GOP filibuster. All Democratic senators voted to begin debate, and the Republicans unanimously voted to block it. What does this mean? It means the Republicans didn't even want this to go to the floor. They didn't even want to discuss it, okay? It's not even up for discussion as far as their concerns. We can't discuss the vote.
So once again, why give us Juneteenth when what you're really trying to do is stop us from voting so you can get back these Senate seats in Georgia and That's get right. things back to business as usual? Mm-hmm. So you give us a Juneteenth to pacify us so we can go, oh, wow, we got to. I don't give a damn about your holiday. I really don't, man. Because you ain't did nothing for us. Mm-hmm. This is for everybody else. Everybody get this day off. Ain't like you giving us nothing. It's a fake move, y'all. They don't care nothing about us in that Senate. How is it that all 50 Republican senators then decided that you don't want a voters' right bill for the people?
You don't even want to discuss it.
Yeah, forget the bill. They got to discuss the bill before they vote on it.
And then here's the other law. You got to have 60 of them, 60 people. Mm-hmm. So even if you have an even party split, even if Kamala Harris were to vote 51 and pass, it ain't enough.
No.
Because you need 9 of them. But then the 9 of them can't do it because the other 51. 41 a turn on they ass. Man, this is ugly what we dealing with in this country right here, man. This ain't right. Mm-mm. This ain't right by no stretch of the imagination. Shirley is absolutely 100% correct. We have got to vote, man. We've got to get rid of these people, these Kemps, and all these people up here, man, with all these racist policies. This is racism, man. This is what systemic racism is.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, Steve. Former President Obama spoke at a town hall. He spoke about this, so listen to what he had to say.
In the aftermath of an insurrection with our democracy on the line, and many of these same Republican senators going along with the notion that somehow there were irregularities and problems with legitimacy in our most recent election, they're suddenly afraid to even talk about these issues and figure out solutions on the floor of the Senate.
That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They don't even talk about it.
Don't even talk about it.
Well, they're cowards. Mm-hmm. They're cowards and they're liars. And they're racist. I'm sorry, man. If you don't want to hear that people want to be treated equally, that they want to be able to vote, that they want to have equal access to human rights and dignity, and you don't want to hear that, yo, you racist. What else you want to keep calling it, man? You a bunch of racists. Yeah. All of you are racist. That is a senator that won't stand up for truth and justice. That makes you a racist, period. Now we hip to that. Now we know. So now here's the deal. Here's the fix for that. Whatever law you implement, we gonna get around it with righteousness. We're going to do the extra step to register. We're going to do the extra step to stand in line. We're going to do the extra thing. And we're going to prepare our people on radio. I'm going to get Ricky Smiley, D.L. Hughley. We're going to do just like we did before in Georgia. And we're going to get, we got Warnock and we got Ossoff elected. And we're going to get all this business behind us. Stacey Abrams said it best, and I've said it too. They are afraid of our power. But it's too late. You've shown it to us. And so now, man, we're not having it. We're going to show y'all again and again and again. You think we won and done? No, sir. It's a new day. We here. We here to stay.
All right. Coming up next, it is the nephew as we switch gears with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.